Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunniest side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like.
Hey, everybody. Welcome.
You're so chipper.
I love it.
So are you.
Second show of the day.
Yes.
I look forward to...
I do, too.
...this job more mm-hmm. than any of my other jobs.
Me, too.
I get excited on Sunday nights.
I agree.
Get my therapy.
I agree. There's some jobs where you, like, you got to spit in your stomach or you got to do something. Like, it's the complete opposite. It's like, all right, so it's Monday. Like, even when we were talking about should we move to Tuesday and do the show Tuesday, I was like, I like Monday because it's, like, coming off the weekend and it gets me in a good mood.
Yep.
Instead of Monday downers, those Monday blues. Like, yeah. Stephanie and I get together Monday morning. And here
and we
have
so much to talk about.
So much.
By Monday.
Yes.
I feel like if we went through Monday, then the stuff from the week before would sort of drift.
Yeah. We would forget.
Yeah.
Because we're stupid that way. We forget everything.
Totally.
No, but today's Friday, so happy Friday.
Yeah, Friday.
All right.
By the way,
yes.
We want you to rate, review, and subscribe to our show on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I know you guys probably already do subscribe. That's why you're listening right now.
Probably.
But can you just go on iTunes and rate the show? Rate it?
Yes.
Because the more you rate the show, the higher we go in the rankings so that we appear to more people so we increase our audience.
Right. Right.
Which just helps us all.
Yes. And give us a 5-star. Just say love it, 5-star.
Here's what it does. It makes us more popular so that you can be like, we listen to a really popular show.
Right.
Like, we're better than you because our taste in podcasts is the best taste in podcasts.
Yes. We have 2,464 reviews. So let's see. So we're going to remember that.
And only 2,300 of them are 1-star.
That's right.
No, just kidding. We're doing great.
Kaylin, here on the phone, write down that number, 2,464.
You got it.
Okay. And we'll see where we're at next week. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see how
we'll see
you
how you
listen.
Really like us, how much you really love us.
Yeah.
All right.
And don't go to iTunes just to give us like a 2-star review. There's no point in that.
Right.
No point.
Right. Just yell at us on Facebook if you don't like us.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't need to go to Facetune. I mean iTunes.
Facetunes.
Facetune.
Listen, I just created something called Facetunes based on Lynette's idea. I'm going to have everyone sign a waiver. It's going to be very cool.
That's right.
It's only singing
Facetunes
on Facebook.
You should pitch it. Pitch it to Zuckerberg.
Oh, I'm going to.
Should we talk about First Leaf?
Yes, talk about it.
All right, here's the scoop. First Leaf is the only wine subscription club that's actually based on your taste. So after you receive and try your wines, rate them on the website to get a personalized selection on future orders. It's like, as they say, it's like Pandora, except it's for wine. So the more you drink them and you rate them, then they start to get to know you and they start to send the types of wine that you like to drink. So they have an introductory 3-pack of wines for just $5 a bottle, which is amazing because normally these bottles of wine go for $20 or more. So you'll get your 3-pack of wine and get started for just $5 each. So to order your 3-pack of introductory wine for $15 plus free shipping, go to tryfirstleaf.com/FCOL. That's free shipping off your first order at tryfirstleaf.com/FCOL. So go check it out because they got some good stuff. And they make a good gift.
Really good gift.
Even though the gift-giving season is over, thank God.
Give it to each other. You guys are a bunch of alkies.
Don't give it to Stephanie, though. Send her chai tea.
Yeah. And also, while we're at it, RX Bar. Have you heard of this?
I eat them. I love them.
Yeah. Here's the difference between RX Bars and regular bars. They're all natural.
Mm-hmm.
They're made with ingredients like egg whites, fruit, nuts. And
It says it right on the cover.
Tells you everything that's in it. So if you got some of them kids with them peanut allergies or whatever, it's so you don't have to read the ingredients, like squint at it and hold a micro, put it under a microscope to see.
Right.
I don't know
how
people read stuff.
Yeah.
I put your readers on. You don't have to do that because it's in big letters. There's only a few ingredients in each bar.
Right.
Kids love them. Throw some in your glove compartment And listen, there's no put it after school snack. Keep these on hand. You don't ever have to feel guilty. It's not processed. And there's no code. Just
no,
trying
just
to alert
go and
check
you. It out.
Just trying to make you aware.
RX bar. RX bars.
All right.
I'm kind of pissed off right now.
Why?
I'm not going to talk about it. The Tesla thing. I just had a never mind. Dylan. God bless Dylan.
We're about to hear some serious first world problems, but go ahead.
I told Dylan to make an appointment for my car.
God, I don't know what to do with my millions of dollars. It's just sitting in a big pile on my bed.
I told him to
– where am I going to sleep with all these piles of money? How am I going to lay my head down?
No, it's a simple request. Can you make an appointment? I don't ask much from this kid. Can you make an appointment so I can get my car serviced? It's making a noise. There's a couple things wrong with it. It's fucked up.
Yeah, and if you have a Tesla, it should not be.
Yes.
You should not be having like.
I thought they just fixed themselves.
Yeah, they should be just restart it.
You should not have Pinto problems
on
a Tesla.
No. And I just make an appointment, a service appointment.
Yeah.
And it just got all screwed up. So anyway, I get rid of this because it's pissing me.
My Prius is making like a rattling noise.
Oh, you and your Prius. Hippie. You hippie.
If you drive a Prius into a Whole Foods parking lot, you really need to have like a name tags on your car.
Yeah.
Some big sign on it because they all – it's like having a black bag that you check into the airport.
Right.
When they come down and it's like they all look alike.
They're all the same.
Yeah. Everybody's got a gray Prius.
Yes. Jody was just over at my house, her and her Prius.
Anyway. All right. So on Tuesday's episode, I told you that I had a little kind of a crazy story.
Yeah.
Okay.
This gives me a stomachache.
I know. So should I even tell
you? Yeah, I want to hear it.
Okay. So this situation happened and – I'm going to just preface it by saying I feel bad telling it on the regular show because it feels like it should be like a private thing. But I'm going to change all the names.
Okay, that's
good. So
that
nobody will know who this is. And honestly, this is just an example of
– what goes on.
What goes on in
middle
school.
I want to know.
Middle school girls.
Yes. See, this is what I want to know because Natalia's going into middle school next year.
And you were saying that –
yes. I was telling you before the show, we had dinner with the Sample family, which we love. Cammie's parents and them, the kids, all of us went to dinner over the holidays. And they have a daughter that's Elby's age. And she reminds me of Elby. She's so sweet. She's sweet as pie. And she's a voracious reader. She reads she loves to read. She really reminds me a lot of Elby. Anyway, so – but they're moving, and she was like, thank God we're moving because the middle school, it's going like kind of downhill.
Mm-hmm.
And like kids vaping in class and
what?
the bullying and the cyberbullying. And it's just a little out of control. And she's like, just beware.
It's hard to know if it's – because I haven't been through it before. So maybe some of our listeners who are ahead of us
mm-hmm. –
we're here to help you if you're in the mailroom. We got all the answers for you. But I don't know, like coming up, you know, people who have high schoolers, like it's hard to know. It's a weird thing to see your kid who's a sweet, mm-hmm. you know, my daughter is sweet and she's, you know, I don't know if she'd hate me saying this, but she's like not even really fully in puberty mm-hmm. at this point. She's mm-hmm. she's girlish. She's,
yeah, she still has a lot to grow.
Doesn't have a lot of
boobies.
That too. No, it's like a lot of ulterior. There's not a lot of she's very straightforward. She's mm-hmm. easygoing. She likes everybody.
Right.
She's not like having any devious plots in her head of like who's more
popular
and what is this person doing. She doesn't even really have crushes yet.
Yeah.
She's just kind of like upbeat.
Mm-hmm.
You know her.
Mm-hmm.
So when shit happens,
mm-hmm.
I'm always like, really? Like, is this just normal? Is this how it is? Or is this like special? Do I go to a shitty school? Like, it's hard to know.
Yeah.
But so Friday, I get a text from Julie.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, hey, in the middle of the day, she sends me a screenshot of an Instagram account that says that's Ebly-T. And it shows that Elby's been on this account going this is not me. Please don't friend this account or accept any messages from this account. It's not me. And she's like, is somebody like forging, impersonating Elby? And I saw it and I said, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
It's really weird that Elby would be doing any social media during the day
mm-hmm.
because they're not allowed.
Mm-hmm.
She's an extreme rule follower.
Right.
There's been times where other parents have texted me something and said, oh, my daughter texted me this. Can they all do this after school?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, why didn't Elby text me? And then I ask her later and she's like, well, we're not supposed to.
Yeah.
So she'll let other people go down for the crime.
Right.
But she's like, if you want to help – if you want to find out from my mom
– yeah, you ask. Have your mom call my mom.
That's what she does
because yeah.
she's so paranoid that somebody would see her on her phone.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, something has to be going down for Elby to have been
so you could
putting
see
this
–
I could see
posted.
On the – yeah, I'm going to even – I'll show you. Yeah, it was a weird text from Julie. And I said to Julie, I was like, you know what? This is probably – a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
I said, because it was just too weird.
Right.
I can't find this text anymore. But
it's okay.
Yeah. I was like, that's so strange.
Is it still up? So maybe you shouldn't say the name.
No, I don't think it's up anymore.
Okay.
So anyway, so I don't think that much more of it. Elby comes home from school. She's like, Mom, this is a crazy story that happened. She goes, somebody started an Instagram account
mm-hmm.
using my name. And then she tells me about this other girl, and let's call her Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, so this girl Jennifer says to me, like, hey, why were you sending me mean messages from this account? And she shows me that this account called her like a bitch.
Mm.
And Elby was like, what? Like, that's not me. I didn't start that account. And then the girl, Jennifer, was like, well, haven't you noticed that I've been like mad at you for a couple of days? And Elby was like, no, because it's not like a close friend of Elby's.
It's not a close friend.
No.
But it's a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And Elby's like, well, I didn't do that. And then the girl's like, well, so then the girl goes into the classroom.
Jennifer?
Jennifer comes out. She's been crying now. And there's more messages, like, where they're kind of bullying messages to the girl. Like, you're so stupid or whatever. Nobody likes you. Why don't you go crawl in a hole? And Elby's like,
oh, my God.
I'm not on my phone. So now Elby's, like, freaked out. And then Elby's going, like, who would – but that the account included the username was a private joke between Elby and Jennifer. So Elby's like, so who else knows
that joke?
Like that joke.
Uh-huh.
Like is it – and of course we immediately thought of Hot and Cold.
Right.
And but then Elby was like, no, because she left the school before
right.
me and this girl, Jennifer, even had this joke. Then she was like, could it be this my friend who moved away? Is she doing it to be funny? Like, is this a joke? You know?
Yeah.
Then she's like, is she just being dramatic? So this is her telling me the story when she's at
mm-hmm.
home. And I was like, that is so weird.
Mm-hmm.
So then a bunch of drama happened, which I'll just tell you. So then – the girl who moved away, Elby's friend who moved away, was like, I think it's Jennifer. So Elby talks to her friend who moved away and she was like, is it you? And she was like, of course it's not me.
Right.
She goes, I think it's Jennifer. And Elby's like, you know what? Kind of makes sense. Like who else would know
right.
that joke?
Right.
And then Elby's like, but if it's Jennifer, that's so weird. Like why would she – bully herself.
Oh, my
right?
God. Yeah.
So then the girl, Jennifer, starts messaging Elby and going like
just
why
text.
Did you tell your other friend that you think it's me? Like, of course it's not me. Why would I bully myself? That would be so weird. Then the girl, Jennifer, starts texting Elby all these screenshots of this other account sending her bullying messages.
The same account.
Yes, the same account. She starts texting Elby or messaging her going, stop it. Stop doing this to me, Elby. Why are you doing this to me? And then the girl was sending out the screenshots of this to other people and going like – and then Elby was arguing with her and going, you know, Jennifer, obviously I didn't do it, and I'm thinking it's you. I'm thinking this is you doing this to yourself. Like, now Elby's getting mad.
Right.
And she's like – and then the girl sends her, like, messages from the account basically going, this is Elby. You better stop – blah, 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 like, or I'm, you know, and you're stupid zoo animal who needs to, like, go crawl in a hole.
What the
and
fuck?
Elby's now all upset to mm-hmm. me going, look at this. Mm-hmm. She started screenshotting, making screenshots right. of all these. She goes, she's obviously it's Jennifer because we're having a conversation and right. she's using the conversation we're having
right.
to send messages.
Right.
So she's not even being smart about it.
I know. Right,
like
right,
at this
right.
point, it's really obvious, at least to me,
right.
that it's her doing
right.
it to herself,
right.
which is crazy.
Right.
But the girl, Jennifer, is sending these messages to other people. Okay. So at this point, I'm like, you know what?
She's sending it to like all like her other like Elby's
friends. Yes, to Elby's friends.
Oh my God.
So I text the mom.
How did Julie find out?
So because
Bella,
this is earlier in the day, Bella saw on her Instagram that Elby had sent a message saying, no, please don't friend this account.
Oh,
it's
okay.
not me.
Okay. Okay.
So Bella showed that to her mom and was like, this is so weird.
Right.
So Julie said to me, like, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's impersonating Elby?
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I was like, no,
right.
I don't think so. Probably
right.
a coincidence.
Right.
Because I'm naive. So then I text the mom and I was like, your daughter is doing some disturbing activity on social media and it needs to stop. Like, you need to go see what's going on.
You text this to her.
Texted this
did
to
you,
the mom.
Did you know who
– Yeah,
you...
I know the mom.
Okay.
Because Elby – so Elby's had problems with this person in the past.
Uh-huh.
But – and this girl, Jennifer, has had problems with other kids in the past.
Uh-huh.
But Elby always tries to be nice to her.
Mm-hmm.
Every time the girl does something that's weird and fucked up, she mm-hmm. apologizes mm-hmm. profusely.
Mm-hmm.
And Elby always goes, okay,
mm-hmm.
and like goes back to like being friends with her.
Right, right.
And it's hard because it's a small school. So
yeah.
it's hard to say like Elby – at first I was like, you need to stay away from this girl.
Mm-hmm.
But then like the girl would really like obsess on Elby and want to be friends with her. And I was like, I don't want Elby having to feel like all day at school she's having to be mean to somebody and
right.
go like stay away from me.
Right.
So like I – you know, whatever. They get back to being friends and then the girl does something else weird.
Mm.
So then I told the mom I was over it.
Mm-hmm.
As you would say, I'd had an ass full of this girl's antics.
Right.
And I was like, you need to go put a stop to this. This
right.
is beyond
yes.
concerning behavior.
Yeah. Yes.
I said, your daughter created an account
mm-hmm.
and is bullying herself on the account and telling other people it's Elby.
Ugh.
And Elby's sitting right here. It's clearly not Elby.
Right.
So it's – and it's – and I told her, I go, in the text, I was like, she's – it's – the messages are based on conversations she's having with Elby.
Right.
So I know she's doing it. You need to – so she doesn't write me back that night. The next day, I get a flurry of messages from the mom and she's like, I'm so sorry. She's like, Jennifer and I were up and she goes, I saw your messages late and we were up until the middle of the night and Jennifer came clean and told me everything and she's really sorry and she really wants to talk to Elby and make it right. And Elby was just like, oh my God.
No, I mean, what the fuck?
So I what let her have a conversation with Elby was like, I was like, Elby, the only problem is if – and she was like, I just – she really wants to explain herself, which I was like, this is what she does every time.
I know.
But so the girl – long story short, Elby lets her call her but puts her on speakerphone and I was sitting right there and Elby was like, what do you have to say for yourself basically?
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, it's really hard to explain but I just wanted to see – who would take my side? Because you have so many friends and everybody likes you and nobody supports me. And I just wanted to do that so that I could see who would be on my side. So – and Elby was like, so you wanted to ruin my reputation and make people think that I'm a mean bully just to see if they would side with you? And she was like, yeah.
Oh, God.
So then I was texting the mom and I was like, are you listening to this conversation? Because this is very concerning. Very, very concerning. And I need to report this to the school. Like, I have to tell them what's going on. Like, this is
mm-hmm.
crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then the mom was like, oh, no, she's up in her room. I'm not listening to the conversation. And I go, well, you need to be listening to the conversation
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
And then the mom was like, I'm so sorry. We're taking it seriously. But I said, she was like, please don't report it to the school. And I said, I'm really sorry. I go, I'm not going to try to escalate it. And Elby's going to forgive her. Mm-hmm. I said, but the school needs to be aware that this is – I was like, I understand. She was like, but you don't understand. She's so upset about it. My daughter's really remorseful. She's really upset. She's really scared to go back to school. She thinks everyone's going to hate her now. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, but if she hadn't gotten busted –
right.
Then what if everybody hated my daughter because
right.
they thought she was some
right.
mean, crazy bully
yeah.
that was attacking your daughter on social media?
If things went her way,
right.
that's what would have happened. And
the only reason it's working out this way is because we figured it out.
Right. Right.
But
in her little mind, if it went the way she wanted it to go, then – then she would –
she
I don't,
could have
then
ruined
what?
My daughter's
even, like,
life.
Yeah,
like she, all of my daughter's friends could have been like, oh, my God, Elby, how
yeah.
could you do that?
Right.
That's so mean.
Right. But she would have to have understand, though. I mean, is she really that naive, like that people would believe that that's Elby?
I mean, one of Elby's friends – so she said that she was – her daughter was going to be going one by one to all the people she sent – she tried mm-hmm. to turn against Elby and tell and come clean and tell them it was her. Mm-hmm. Well, one of the girls who Elby's known since first grade mm-hmm. Said, Elby, I just found out that wasn't you, but I kind of figured it wasn't. She goes, but I just want to apologize for even believing it for a minute. Which was really upsetting to Elby because she's like, my friend from first grade.
Right.
Now they're in seventh grade, actually believed for a minute that I could be capable of like yeah. And then the
That's
girl said
crazy.
To Elby, why? So and meanwhile, like I said, Elby, this girl invited Elby to go to on a trip with her for her mm-hmm. birthday. Mm-hmm. And Elby went because she was like, I feel bad because she doesn't really have a lot of friends. And I'm like one of her friends, mm-hmm. close friends.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm one of her closest friends. So I want to go because I was like, I don't think you should go. And she's like, yeah, but she's my friend. It'll be fine. And she went and they had a great time. They've been getting along fine.
Right.
The girl just wants to take Elby down because she's mad that she has friends and is like well-adjusted kid and happy.
Right.
And she's an unhappy kid.
Right.
And wants
– she's
– so I called the school mm-hmm. this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And
damn.
I was like, look.
Drama.
I was like, look, this is very concerning.
Who'd you talk to? The
principal?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, and I don't want my daughter – being brought in because as if it's a problem between the two girls.
Mm-hmm.
I said, it's not a problem. I said, Elby had zero to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
She's 100% a victim.
Right. Right.
I don't want it to be like, hey, let's mediate it.
No.
And the principal was like, no.
Yeah.
We won't.
Okay.
And I was like, and look, nothing happened. Like, I'm not trying to advocate for mm-hmm. like getting anyone thrown out of school mm-hmm. or anything mm-hmm. like that. Like, she needs help.
Right.
But
she
needs
help.
But this needs to be documented because for the next thing, because
mm-hmm.
there's going to be a next thing.
There will be a next thing. If it's not Elby, it's going to be somebody else and it'll be in high school or whatever. But she does need to have it. Like, she needs to be flagged, I think, you know, or I don't know how they do that, but like, it should go on her record. You know, that's the thing. Like these the kids, some of the kids that are troubled like that, it's so sad and it's hard. And what do you do? Like what does that mom do? Like I don't know what I would – I mean like she says that she's remorseful and all that. But then what? Like you would have to get her help. You would have to – like why – you know, you need to feel better about yourself. You know, you have to – she's got to figure out a way to get her to – reel it in and feel better about herself and not have to figure out how to take other people down so that she could feel – that's not the way to go, you know?
And that's exactly what it is. It's
mm-hmm.
this like when you feel bad about yourself,
mm-hmm.
you want to cut other – you want to hurt other people so that they don't feel so good about themselves because,
right.
you know, it's like a psychological thing. You take somebody down who you kind of think you compare to
mm-hmm.
but who's a little better off than you.
Yeah.
So like you think you're similar to Elby except that she's got a bunch of friends
mm-hmm.
and you think you don't have a bunch of friends and you feel bad about yourself. So let me ruin Elby so that mm-hmm. she also doesn't have a lot of friends.
Now,
so then I can feel
right.
better than her.
Right. Now I have a two-part – well, my one thing that comes to mind is now I want to make sure that Natalia understands this this situation, that these kinds of situations can come up, and be aware of how she needs to be more aware of how other people perceive her a little bit and how she perceives other people and blah, blah, blah. The other thing is, do boys do this?
Do you think
that
so.
Like, could Jensen do this to Sunny and then
I don't
Matthew?
Feel, I don't feel like boys do this the same way.
Mm-mm.
They're more physical. Like, boys are more like, I'm going to show you in basketball
right.
that I'm better than you.
Right.
You know, I don't know. I think they make fun of each other and, like,
right.
they can ostracize each other.
Yeah.
But I don't think they do devious plots and come up with, like, Mm-mm. fake Mm-mm. Instagram accounts.
Right. Like, taking somebody down because they don't feel good about themselves. They find an equal – like you were just saying – I can't see boys doing – I can see them doing it like on the basketball court in a physical way and getting upset because they lost and then they take it out on whatever and then it's over, blah, blah, blah. But they don't get – yeah, there's no like creating Instagram accounts with them.
I think boys are also more obviously aggressive when mm-hmm. they're – like they're more in your face.
Yeah. Yeah.
Instead of like stabbing
mm-hmm.
you in the back.
Mm-hmm. I think they do a little like – oh, so-and-so is better at free throws than so-and-so, and you can't, you know, you turn the ball over. So-and-so turns the ball over all the time or,
yeah.
you know, whatever. And then they oh, so-and-so told me that you were talking shit about me about, you know.
Right, right,
I think they
right.
cut them down like that.
Right. Whereas women, even in sports, I think are more like,
mm-hmm.
like if you say turn over the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Then another girl will be like,
mm-hmm.
right? But
mm-hmm.
they won't go like, stop turning over the ball.
Biatch.
Yeah.
yeah.
They'll just sigh a lot.
Go sit on the bench.
And then the other girl will be like, someone, she sighed at me and rolled her eyes when I turned over the ball.
But you suck.
Some comedian was doing an impression of like men versus women in sports or whatever. And it was like a woman going, ow, let's just go.
I'm tired. I'm hungry. I
was
hot.
Like, no, let's just like, are you hurt? No, let's just go. Go ahead. Serve the ball again.
Oh. Oh, my God. I'm so. So how's Elby now?
So she was kind of, she was so busy this weekend. She had basketball games. She had.
Because she's so popular.
She's popular. She slept over at a friend's house. Then she went. Then my BFF Lisa,
mm-hmm.
who I've talked about on the show,
mm-hmm.
Took so sweet. She's like my Jody.
Yeah,
she doesn't have kids.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And she took all three of my kids for their birthday / Christmas gift to the Magic Castle. Took them to brunch at the Magic Castle,
oh,
and then they saw two shows.
Oh.
And they had like the time of their little lives.
My kids dying to go there.
Oh, my God. They had so much fun. They were raving about it. Oh. Told me every blow-by-blow of all the magic tricks.
Wow.
Yeah. And how funny the magic was and everything they ate.
Oh, that's so cute.
Kids love a buffet.
Yeah, they do. Oh, they do.
There mm-hmm. was a buffet, and Xander kept going, Mom, they had a lot of sophisticated foods. Do you know that they had puffer fish? No.
Puffer He's like, fish?
They had lobster and puffer fish, Mom. They had seafood there. And Elby was like, and I had prime rib, and I had french fries, and I had chicken nuggets, and I had yeah.
as much as I wanted. Yeah, that's so cute. Aww. So they she okay. So she's busy.
So this morning, though, I think she had a little bit of a restless night of sleep, and then this morning she said she was feeling a little sick to her stomach and worried about going to school because she was like, "Well, I just don't know who else she told that I did this. I don't know if she actually told everybody that it was her.
Right?
Like, I don't know I'm going to be facing at school.
Mm-hmm, of course.
And I was like, "Well, good luck with that." Because I have a podcast this morning. Sorry, honey. But I'll be sure to talk about it. But Daddy's taking you to school.
Good luck with that. Oh, my God.
I know. And I was like,
did
oh
you
my
tell
God,
her that
middle
you're...
school sucks.
I know. Did you tell her that – did you tell her that you were going to call the school?
Yeah.
And she was fine with
She
that.
Knew that the mom was like, can you please not involve the school? And that I said, I have to.
Mm-hmm.
And Elby was like, I really want you to. Like,
mm-hmm.
And I said, don't worry. That, you know.
I got your back.
I'm not keeping secrets.
Right.
Like, Mm-hmm. And I told LB, I go, look, nothing happened. We don't have to make a bigger deal of this.
Right.
I said, we handled it.
It's over.
But I said, I am going to – this needs to be – they need to know mm-hmm. because in case she has another victim.
Right.
You know, next time it might not be LB, but if it's somebody else, it's not fair for us to have not said this is what's going on with this person.
Because if she does something else again, maybe even worse to some other child, and then they find out that she's done this to your child – you know, that parent could be like, well, what, how come we didn't know that? Like, what? Somebody should have said something.
Right.
Yeah.
If you see something, say something.
Yeah. That's a good thing. You did a good.
Look, it's hard
bad
because
for the mom.
I do.
I feel bad for the kid.
Too. Me too.
Yeah.
I do. And I told the principal, I was like, I have empathy. I mean, the mom said, like, look, my kid had a rough childhood. Like, I'm not going to go into details, but, you know, I'm trying to help her. Mm. And I was like, I get it. I told the principal, I was like, I didn't have the greatest childhood either. And by the way, I had behavior problems as a kid. Mm-hmm. So I'm not trying to say like, let's ruin her life and she can't, you know, but it does need to be addressed. Yes. I wish somebody had addressed it with me. I had some serious anger issues as a kid.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd
had a
do?
Lot. Well, I was just very defensive and I talked back to teachers and I was defiant and because I was angry and I didn't feel like I had a lot of support.
Yeah.
And I didn't feel like my parents understood me or really cared about me that much, which I think they kind of didn't.
Well,
and I had a stepfather and none of it was ever really addressed.
Right. Right.
Like I had a stepfather and my parents, you know, divorced when I was really young, but then the stepdad moved in like 6 months later.
And was a dick, right?
Yeah, and was a dick. Mm-hmm. And I just felt kind of isolated
alone
and not supported. And I think I was angry. I had a lot of temper issues. And I think I told you this. I remember that I hit a teacher. I hit a teacher's aide on the yard. It was elementary school, somewhere between like fourth and sixth grade.
What?
I hit a teacher.
What'd you do?
I don't remember. But I remember her name was Yoni. And she was like assistant. She was like a yard monitor. I know. Who names their kid Yoni? You're going to get punched by a kid if your name is Yoni.
You're just asking for it at this point.
So asking
for it.
Your
teacher's aide with that name.
Yeah.
You're going to get made fun of.
Change your name.
Listen, phony Yoni.
And don't get punched.
Okay, phony Yoni. What? Why did you hit her? How did you hit her?
I have no idea. I think she was probably yelling at me. I don't know. I got really mad.
And what'd you do? Like slap her?
I don't know. Maybe I just pushed her. Maybe I didn't punch her. But I did something physical.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, my parents, I remember they got called in and it was a big deal. But it wasn't that big a deal because it was like the 70s.
I know. That should have been a sign, though, to your parents. Like, maybe something's going on with Stephanie and we should find out.
Well, that's what I mean, is it wasn't addressed.
Right.
I wasn't in therapy. Nobody was helping me. Mm-hmm. There were consequences to my behavior.
Mm-hmm.
But –
it didn't stop. I mean, it didn't stop the anger. It didn't help.
No.
That's so sad.
But I'm saying, like, I have empathy to the kid that's having the behavior problems.
Right.
I'm not just like, hey, your kid's a psychopath.
Right.
I get – but it does have to be addressed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then the thing is that you get like – it gets confusing because you're like, I do have empathy. But at the same time, my daughter's only 13.
Mm-hmm.
Like who's going to stand up for her?
Mm-hmm.
Like this shouldn't be up to her to always be the bigger person and be like,
right,
okay, well, that girl's troubled, so it's cool.
Right.
It's not cool to her.
No.
She's like, my life is getting fucked with.
Right.
My friends are being told that I'm a bad person that's calling people a bitch, that's bullying somebody. You know, that's too much for her.
Right.
She needs to understand that no matter what, no matter how much empathy I have, I'm still going to report it to the school. I still have my kids back.
Yes.
And that's what I said to the principal. I said, I totally have empathy and I understand. I go, but I have to parent my daughter.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And I said, and I'm really lucky that my kid is not vulnerable and that she's like – that I have a relationship with her where she can come to me and say this is what's going on and we can figure it out together.
Right.
And she knows I have her back. I go, what if this happened to a kid that was more vulnerable or didn't have parents that they talked to? What if she kept it to herself and then all the kids turned on her? And I go, it could have gone a different way.
See, that's what I worry about with Natalia because she doesn't talk to me. Natalia has this weird thing where She's always had it, like affection. I don't know. Like, she doesn't like to get personal. Like kissing daddy. Go give daddy a kiss, like in when she was younger. She'd be like, no. Or if she does kiss him, we go, ah, she'd go, like she wouldn't like it, you know? Or, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, she just Sadie's kind of like that.
Yeah, she just doesn't like to show affection and have it be recognized. And I think that goes in line with doesn't want to talk to me about issues that's happening at school or in her relationships. She, you know, like I'll say, have you talked to Cammy lately? Like, seems like you're always with Olivia. Did you include Cammy? Mom, yes, of course. You know, like, did you text Cammy and wish her happy new year or whatever? You know, like, she's like, ugh. Like, it makes her skin crawl.
Really?
Not like that, but not those types, but yeah, there are certain situations.
Like, she doesn't want you involved in her social life.
Right. No. Not really.
She's like, I got this,
I mean,
Mom.
She tells me, you know, she tells me some stuff, like, but I don't think she tells me, she won't tell me, like, the deep emotional stuff, but she'll tell me other stuff, but she won't tell me, like, I got, or, like, you know, so-and-so's mad at me, or once in a while, she'll say something. I think I told you, like, she said Cammy's upset because she thinks Olivia's taking me away from her. And I thought, oh, you know, I talked to her for a little bit about it, but I thought to myself, I bet it's the other way around. I bet she's mad at Natalia because Natalia's been, like, on Olivia, like, constantly because they like the same YouTube person. They both have a phone where they can text back and forth. Cammy didn't have a phone until recently.
I wonder if it's also – if there's a little bit of Natalia distancing herself to protect herself from getting hurt.
I was thinking that too. But I don't know.
Which is kind of healthy because she's going to be gone in 6 months.
I know.
Right? She's moving in the summer.
Mm-hmm. Her dad already moved.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. That's why we had dinner with them. But he comes back and forth. But he's great.
Yeah.
They're a great family.
But that's going to be really hard on Natalia.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And it's going to be good that she's more bonded with Olivia.
Yeah.
Because it's going to hurt a little bit less.
Yeah, it's good.
But, I mean, I'm not saying she should exclude Cammy at all.
I know.
And I know they're best friends.
Yeah.
But I've seen firsthand how hard it is when a best friend moves away.
Mm. Yeah, I know. It is hard. But she will tell stuff to Olga. And then she'll say stuff like, but don't tell Mommy because I don't want to worry Mommy. That's what she'll say. Then she tells me.
Then Olga, like, tells you.
Yeah. Like, there's one girl that's kind of a troublemaker from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And even Cammy is not really allowed to, like she's fine, but not really associate a lot with her or whatever. She's very sneaky. And I've seen it firsthand. And so has Olga when she was at our house. Because she's very sweet to us. So we're always like, oh, Megan is so sweet, you know, and then...
Oh, is this the girl that
pissed
Olga
off.
Was like... Yeah.
Yeah.
And Olga's sister was like, oh, uh-uh.
Yeah, she pissed off Olga's sister because
like,
they were watching a movie. And
yeah.
She was like being very, I don't know, sneaky and going against what Olga in a secret way. So Olga's like, that's it. No more Megan. And then like a year went by and then finally Natalia's like, can I hang out with Megan? And Olga's like... I don't want her to come here, and I really don't – not on my dime, basically, is what she said. If you want on the weekends, that's fine. But
right.
When I'm around, I don't even want you at her house.
Right.
I don't want right. anything to do with it. And she even got mad at – I let Megan come.
Right. I remember.
She gave me the silent treatment.
Right.
Olga. Yeah, because she was there when I was leaving.
Right.
And she had to be, like, left in charge of – yeah, of the two of them.
It must be worse than you even think.
Yeah. So she's told me a lot of stuff.
Because Olga doesn't suffer fools, but she is very – like she'll give people a lot of chances.
Yes, she will. But she's also a proud woman. Like she doesn't like to be, you know, disrespect.
Undercut. Yeah.
So there's a lot of Olga stuff that's going down. But not bad. But anyway, but then they went on the trip last year to Pennsylvania.
Right.
And Natalia got – paired up with Megan just because for a bunk mate, you know.
Right.
And she's like, guess who my, you know, a roommate is? Megan. And Olga's like, oh, God. Anyway, and then after the trip, Natalia went and talked to Olga and she's like, Olga, you were right about her. She's not a good girl. Like, she does sneaky stuff, and she made our other roommate cry. And, yeah, she was, like, you know, trying to sneak things, and I didn't want to be any part of it, which I like. But don't tell mommy. Don't tell mommy. I don't want her to worry. So.
Well, I wonder why she doesn't want you to know stuff. I don't think it's because she doesn't want you to worry, because you're not weak.
No.
You're not going to be like, oh, no.
I know.
Natalia. I'm scared to send you to school. It's terrible.
I know. No, I'm so cool. Like, she knows.
I know you are. Yeah,
and she knows. But I think it's in that family of I don't want to kiss you in public.
Yeah, I think it's like I don't want you too close. I don't want you on the ins, like knowing all my stuff that's going on. And Olga's a little safer because she doesn't live with you guys.
Mm-hmm. But I'm finding more stuff out through her therapist.
Oh.
She loves her. She goes to her. She's been going to her. She hasn't gone in 2 weeks because of the holidays, but she's going to go back. And the last time I saw her, we had a meeting, and she told me that Natalia has a little bit of a pushback with me. Like, she doesn't want to get too I don't know, like, how she said that Natalia is now looking at Dad as her, like, he's like, can't do anything wrong. You know, and Daddy's great, and Daddy's always in a good mood, and Mommy sometimes snaps at me, and Mommy can get cranky, and, you know. But I'm not like that.
Can't we all? We are all like that. That's because we spend the majority of the time with them.
Exactly.
So they get on our nerves first.
Exactly. Exactly.
If John was with my kids all afternoon, he would be not into it.
Right. That's when Adam comes home at like 4 o'clock and he's ready to play with them, play catch with them, go for a walk with them.
Right.
Like, Daddy, can we walk to Starbucks? Sure. So now she's like, and Daddy's building the house with her. And he's like, I got ideas for the house. Can we have an elevator in the house? You know, I mean, she's like all this crazy stuff. So now, like, Daddy's on a pedestal.
Right.
And I'm Mommy. Like, I'm, you know.
Yeah. Mommy, who makes us read and do our homework.
Right.
Thanks a lot, Mommy. Mommy, who's like, doesn't let me have sushi for dinner every night. No. Thanks, Mom.
You know what she said to me? I think I told you this. When we were walking, we went on a – I told you, I think. She said, no offense, Mom, but you and Sonny are kind of like no-getters. Me and Daddy are like, you know, go-getters.
She
didn't use those terms, but that's what she said. She's like, you and Sonny kind of like don't really have a lot of – go-getting, you know, like, you don't
oh,
like to
Oh, she
just...
got that from Adam.
Of course she did. Oh, my God. Of course she did. Totally. And I could see
Adam. I
got to
get a T-shirt that says proud no-getter.
I know. I mean, and I talked to Adam about it.
Like, Natalia, you should aspire to do less.
Right.
Honestly.
How about you calm down?
Take a great way to be.
Take a me day. Like Sunny does. Every day, as much as possible. Every Saturday and
Watch
Sunday.
Watch a Lifetime movie and relax.
Yes, yes. Get involved with Gilmore Girls. But no, like, it's just she's like Adam, and she's starting to realize that she's like Adam. And I know, and I talked to Adam, and he's like, what do you think? I bashed the two of you? Of course not. But I explained to her, like, you know, how we are. Like, you and I are
you
a lot
and
alike.
I put our keys in the same place
yes.
when we come home.
Yeah. We both have a motor. We want to do stuff. We want to build stuff, you know. She doesn't want to build. She just wants to, like, have a house that she can say she has an elevator in.
Right.
What, you know what I
right.
mean? And, like,
right.
a water slide and zip line into her bedroom or some shit, you know? Like, she's
right.
all out there.
And Adam's probably like,
yeah
okay,
totally,
we'll do
no
that.
Problem. I'll tell the architect. Elevator.
Yeah, so later in a couple years, she's going to be like, oh, we never did get that elevator.
No.
Maybe Mom wasn't so bad.
Yeah, see?
You're like, I'm a realist.
Right.
I'm going to tell you.
That's what
there's not going to be an elevator.
And I did tell her. And that's why she doesn't like me. Because I have to tell her the real, you know.
Right, the truth
but
about
yeah,
life.
But Adam's always like always ready to do stuff with them. Yeah, that's fine because I'm with them from they come home from school. I'm sitting there doing homework with them.
Right.
I'm arguing with them about the homework and blah blah blah. And then dinner comes, and then we gotta have dinner. It just and then Daddy comes home, and it's like let's go for a walk.
Right, they get to be the hero,
mm-hmm.
and we're the zero.
Mm-hmm.
But we are the ones that provide the emotional support. We're the ones who are going, oh, they're having emotional issues. We got to get them therapy.
I know.
Oh, you know, Xander is having feelings. Mm-hmm. They need braces. They got to go to the orthodontist. They got to go to the dentist. They got to get their teeth pulled. They have to go for their physical. Oh, they need a flu shot.
Uh-huh.
Oh, they need they need a tutor. Oh, they're falling behind in their schoolwork. Mm-hmm. That's not dad.
Right.
That's us.
That's us. Totally. Exactly.
We're the behind the scenes and in front of the scenes.
Right.
But we're not always going to be the – and like last night, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm the one who gets up in the morning.
Yes.
And gets going.
I know your routine.
I hit the ground running,
yeah.
Right? So I walk the dog, feed the dog. Did I feed the dog this morning? I don't know. But it's okay. She can miss a meal.
Right.
I just misgendered my dog. Sorry, Penelope. okay, but John really gets going by like 3 p.m. That's when he really starts hitting his stride. You
right,
know, he's
right.
like, well, let's start doing stuff.
Right.
I'm like, bitch, this is like the army.
It's the end of the day.
I'm ready for bed. The sun's going down
know,
in a half hour.
I know.
Yeah. So I'm like already tired by then.
Right.
Furthermore, when I walk the dog in the morning, I give the dog a really good walk. Then oftentimes I also go to the gym. So I don't want to do any more walking.
Right. I'm done.
I walked out.
I know.
I was on the pre-core for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
In addition to the walk.
That's what I
Not
do.
Not always, but my point is like I don't need any more exercise.
Right.
I'm good.
Right.
I need more time on my ass.
Right.
Whereas John, now he's starting to get a second wind.
Well, yes.
He's getting a first wind.
Right.
He's like – I'm going to go in the driveway. Let's move the cars and play basketball with the kids. Mm-hmm. I'm like, have fun.
Right, go.
That's great. Go
then,
do that.
And then the kids are like, Mommy, come outside.
Exactly.
Come outside. I'm like, you know what? Like,
I'm like, no,
like,
I just picked your asses up
I
at
know.
School. Like, we're good. I took
yes.
you to school this morning and picked you up.
Yes.
I think I'm good for a while.
Right.
They don't see that as any kind of like doing something.
Right. That's the thing. See, that's the thing with Adam because – He's sleeping in the morning when I'm doing all that stuff.
Right.
Then I come home at like whatever and I'm doing stuff or doing the homework. And by the time the homework's over, he comes walking in the door and then that's when I'm like relaxing on my laptop. And so he sees me as, you know, chillaxing, as
right.
he says.
Eating bonbons.
Yes. So that's every day.
On your settee.
Basically every day I'm sitting in my chair on my laptop by
right.
the time he comes home.
Right.
Sometimes I'm like I'll text Matt, like, is the show over? Is he on his way home? And I'll put my laptop away and I'll get up. And, so what's going on with your homework?
Yeah.
Like, make it look like I was doing something.
It's like if you are at a job, you know,
yeah,
and you have to
coming.
Like walk around with files.
Right.
To like
look like you're busy. But after then, like they're like, we just finished homework. Well, you got some more to do.
Right.
Do something. Dad's coming home.
Shouldn't
you be reading? Look busy.
Yeah,
look busy. Jesus is coming. That's a bumper sticker I saw when I was like 16, and I'll never forget it. I thought it was so funny.
That's really funny.
Look busy. Jesus is coming. By the way, I want to address the Reel It In family. They were telling me about the trampoline. They're scaring the shit out of me. Like,
mm-hmm.
I got a friend that ruined their life. They're paralyzed from their neck down. And I'm reading it as I'm looking up at Natalia, Matthew, and Sonny bouncing away, the three of them, when I made a rule that it's one at a time. And I look outside and there's three of them out there. And I'm like – and I'm reading about all these – Lynette – I hate to tell you, I hate to break the news to you, but and I know that. I know that
trampoline.
That's
because I said, whoever heard of somebody who has like a trampoline injury? And they were like, me?
I know. Is that why they did it? Thanks a lot. No. No, I
– Listen, lots of people don't get hurt on a trampoline and you have a net around it.
That's what Sonny said. So Sonny was
– A lot of these incidents were from people flying off the trampoline with no net onto like some, you know, brick steps.
Okay. I hope so because I scared the shit out of them and Sonny got out of that trampoline. He was the first one out because I was like, you guys, I told you because I got mad at them because I was like, one at a time. And, of course, Natalia's got to argue with me and give me a hard time. But we're playing a game. And poor Matthew's
Because that
like,
is not as fun. It should at least be a couple of them,
like,
right?
But there's one – like the one of them's laying on the ground while the two of them are bouncing.
That's
and the
fun.
One in the middle is like going up and down like
but
on his back.
But that's what it's for.
Like,
how
imagine?
Fun is it to just be one person by yourself? Like, all
I know.
Right.
I know.
I'm jumping. So all right, your turn.
I'm like, listen, I just read that a lot of people had nieces and nephews that paralyzed from the neck down, and Sonny got out of that trampoline as fast as he could. It was like a cartoon, like, pshoom. He sat down in the lounge chair watching the two of them in the trampoline arguing with me. And then Sonny was like really thinking. He goes, really? Like who? And I go, do you want me to read? He goes, but you don't have to scare us, Mom. Why did you have to scare us? Because I'm sure there's tons of people that have trampolines that don't have any – never.
I know a lot of them.
Yeah, you do?
People who have – yeah, tons of people I know have a trampoline and have not had a problem.
All right. Well, at least I
– Don't you have trampoline insurance?
Could you imagine if like Matthew, who's like a superstar athlete and his parents are so proud of him and his dad is one of those sports dads. He's like the coach of the team. And could you imagine if he got injured – at my house, ugh, they would hate. I would be a villain. The whole city would hate me.
I don't know what to say. I mean, the Reel It In group is great, but they are kind of the police on stuff.
I know.
By the way, somebody on Facebook this morning told me that I say "by the way" too much.
I don't think so.
I don't either. Kaylin just laughed though. Do you think
I do?
You
do say "by the way" a lot.
Really?
I didn't even notice it till you just.
Well,
said
by the way. It's very useful.
It is. BTW. We want her to say that. Natalia does that all the time. IDK.
They told me that I also – somebody else said that I say when I tell a story, I sometimes say "I go" instead of "I said."
So what?
And by the way, I feel like that's sort of a California thing.
I was just going to say
that. And
now
I notice it when I hear other podcasts, like Ronnie of Ronnie and Ben, my favorite, mm-hmm. was telling a story and said, "I go," and it didn't seem weird
at
all.
It's a West Coast thing, I think.
I think it's a West Coast thing.
It's totally a Valley girl. I go, yeah. I go, I go.
So don't ruin trampolines.
Okay.
Or saying "by the way."
What do they say about me? Pronouncing words wrong.
That you're amazing.
No.
No. They.
I feel like I'm Teresa from New Jersey Housewives, pronouncing words
no,
wrong.
They mostly have nothing but love. You know, they really care about us. And speaking of caring, care.com is a website that can really help point out your figures of speech or help you find a nanny or a sitter or a housekeeper or senior care or a dog walker or anything.
Yes.
Even help with your payroll or your taxes or whatever.
I use them. I use them a lot.
Care.com is very flexible and very helpful. It can help you de-stress your life. And, you know, the thing is you can find people that live close by. That's what I like about Care.com.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you can see, like, their rating and they're totally, you know, they're not bad people.
Right. They do back. You can get background checks.
Right.
You can access their background checks, reviews.
Mm-hmm.
And you can even these days with care.com, you can even pay them. It's like Uber.
Yeah.
You can do a thing where you just pay them right through the app.
Nice. I love that.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to like be like, "Oh, I don't have any cash."
Right. I hate that.
Yeah. And so you can choose all kinds of levels of service with them. You know, you can just scroll through and find somebody. And then if you want to do a background check, you can do a premium membership. And if you want to do a premium membership, you can get 30% off by going to care.com/loud.
I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So care.com/loud. Check it out. Use us to get some money off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And also.
Yes.
Patreon is. We're kicking ass.
Oh, my God. A lot of juicy stuff.
Yeah. Wednesday, I told a story about meeting Corinne from The Bachelor, and mm-hmm. also Kaylin weighed in with some juice.
No, it's very good.
Himself.
Juice. Juicy
we
juice.
We love doing Patreon, and it shows.
Mm-hmm.
We get really into it.
Yeah.
And these days, in case you don't know, in case you're not on the Reel It In page, we have been releasing also old episodes.
Vintage.
Vintage episodes. The one we just released was from 2011.
Really? Mm-hmm. Who was our guest? Do we know?
I don't know if we had a guest.
No, it was the very first episode of For Crying Out Loud.
Oh, my God. I'm going to listen to it.
Yes. I know. And we're going to be doing that on a regular basis. At least like every week to every other week in addition to our fun chats, we're going to throw you guys an episode, an old episode if you want to listen to it.
Ah.
And that's included in your $5 a month.
Nice.
That's not even extra.
Can't go wrong.
But If you want to go ahead and do $50 a month because you have a business that you feel could use a shout out at the end of our show, then do that. Sign up. Some of our – we have new sponsors and sponsors who have been with us forever.
Nice.
Such as Valerie with Usborne Books and More. She's an independent consultant. She has a ton of bright and colorful and fun titles for you to choose from. You want to find her on Facebook at V.A. Macias. That's M-A-C-I-A-S dot Usborne.
Mm.
Yeah, or you can email her at vamacias2001@gmail.com. Tish Clevenger, she's going to add the nutrition of 30 fruits and vegetables and grains to your diet with a juice. Juice Plus.
Nice.
Clevenger, C-L-E-V-E-N-G-E-R dot juiceplus.com. Also, we did that one. We did that one. We did that one. Did I not even leave myself any for our next show? Did that. What about Monica Little?
Wellness. Monica with Little Wellness.
Yes, doTERRA Essential Oils.
There you go.
Yes. MyDOTERRA.com/Monica Little Wellness. She's going to get you those essential oils you need, and you can order stuff right through her website that I just gave you.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can email her to ask questions at MonicaLittleWellness@gmail.com. Let me just – oh, Michelle McKibben.
Yes.
Oh, yes. I have two more. They're good ones. Michelle McKibben is our California Mortgage Loan Officer with People's Home Equity Mortgage. You can call her ass at 707-208-8302 or email at – if you don't like being right on the phone with people.
Right, like
which
me.
A lot of us don't.
Mm-hmm.
Then just email her.
Yes.
Oh, be a no-getter.
She'll help you.
McKibben, M-C-K-I-B-B-I-N dot michelle@yahoo.com. Then we got our girl – who is a volunteer at Positive Impact.
Oh, nice.
And it's PAW, like P-A-W. They work with dogs. Positive Impact. They take dogs from the shelter and they go to juvenile detention centers.
Mm.
I mean.
That's so nice.
How nice is that?
That's great.
And they work with the people in the that are at the in the juvenile detention centers.
Aww.
And they teach them how to like care for and train the dogs.
That's awesome.
I know. It's an amazing program. And she's a volunteer there.
Oh,
so she's
yeah.
spending her money
mm-hmm.
to promote like mm-hmm. a nonprofit.
Right.
Where she's a volunteer.
Well,
that's
I think
amazing.
Everybody should go check that out.
Yeah.
Donate at least.
Yeah.
Whatever
go to
you can.
PositiveImpactCA.org. Or on Facebook, look up Positive Impact and
I'm
just
look it up.
See what they do there.
I'm going to check it out. That's
check,
awesome.
Check it out.
I love that stuff. I
okay.
love it.
That All was right. our show today.
Yeah. So, oh, yeah, our Tuesday after show on Facebook Live.
Wednesday.
Wednesday. Sorry.
7 p.m.
7 p.m. Wednesday.
Oh, it's on Wednesdays now?
Yeah. We had to move. Stuff got shuffled around.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're a parent now.
Don't F it up.
To her code, love struck, was my mode. Took a look, dropped my textbook, Jennifer. Oh, breakfast, broke it fast. She was in my English class. Asked for notes, rocked my boat, Jennifer. Oh, Jenny, lost her favorite penny. So I gave her a dollar. She kissed me and I hollered. In a flash, the school bell rang. Jenny grabbed onto my hand, took me home, and said, "True gorgeous, swing it, swing it, swing." The downstairs, where we met. I brought records, she cassettes. Lost the break, found her shape, Jennifer, oh Jenny. Transcript, show more than flirt. I love daisies, red her shirt. Grab my jeans, Jimmy screamed, Jennifer, oh Jenny. Marlowe's shaped like a boss. No one can live their life apart. Found a house, aroused my joust, Jennifer, oh Jenny. Her clothes, I did shuck. Just like Dan, I strictly stuck. To the punt, she cried, kick it, pasta noose was in. Jenny, only thought about Jenny, but asked was I a virgin, like some kid in Derwin?
She said, let's try it in the bathroom, but the noose is way above sinks. So to the kitchen, she did Dan and came back wrapping some ran.
Now, wait a minute.
Little Durin got something to show us that Jenny can never do.
Listen.
Hey, look at little Durin.
Look at him go. Look at him go.
Oh, baby.
Position. Muscles flex. Dove was lost in a Ghana hex. Passed her test. Felt her teddy. Jennifer, oh, Jenny. Notions. Soothe the mood. Dove was lost in De La Heaven. Screen plug two. Did the do. Jennifer, oh, Jenny. Jenny. Tease my homeboy Granny. In fact, she teased so many. She was known as a garden tool.
No more, I dispatch. Was it Jimmy had met his match? Or could it be the realization all girls own a Jenny? For normal health, I had fought. A valuable lesson she had taught. Don't flaunt that the candy is good unless you can be flint.